morning, I'd like to introduce to you Naoki Ito. He took up his current position as Consul General of Japan in Chicago in February 2017. The jurisdiction of the Consulate General of Japan in Chicago covers 10 states in the Midwest and the Great Plains: Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Kansas, Minnesota, Missouri, Nebraska, North Dakota, South Dakota, and Washington, or Wisconsin. This is his sixth overseas assignment, and his previous postings included the embassies of Japan in Myanmar, India, and the United Kingdom, and the permanent mission of Japan to the UN in New York. In the Ministry of Foreign Affairs in Tokyo, Mr. Ito has directed divisions dealing with relations between Japan and regions in Asia, notably the Korean Peninsula. From 2014 to 2015, he was also involved in free trade agreement negotiations with the European Union, as well as the Regional Comprehensive Economic Partnership. Most recently, he worked on Japan's development cooperation as Senior Vice President at Japan International Cooperation Agency. Mr. Ito joined the ministry in April 1984, and he studied at the University of Tokyo and the University of Cambridge. Mr. Ito started the Grassroots Caravan Initiative in cooperation with JETRO Chicago. It is reaching out to local areas where Japanese companies have invested to further promote and direct investment and trade. The caravan has completed 14 visits around the Midwest. Ladies and gentlemen of the Iowa House, I now invite Mr. Naoki Ito to the microphone for a brief address.
Thank you, Chairman Baxter, for your kind introduction. Madam Speaker, Mayor, representatives, ladies and gentlemen, I'm very honored to have this opportunity to join you this morning and to speak before such an esteemed group. First of all, I need to address a dilemma. Should I cheer for the Hawkeyes or the Cyclones? I know the Hawkeyes have already won the Cy Hawk Trophy in basketball and football this season, but maybe today we should hope that both teams will win and make the March Madness. So March 11th, this past Monday, it marked the 8th anniversary of the East Japan Great Earthquake. I would like to thank the people of Iowa for your generous support for those who are killed and affected by the tragedy. The U.S. Forces Operation Tomodachi played a monumental role with disaster relief and rebuilding efforts in the days following the earthquake. Japanese people are forever grateful for its assistance. The Japan-U.S. alliance remains essential to maintain peace, stability and prosperity throughout the entire Asia-Pacific region. Over the years, Japan and the U.S. have worked to spread our shared values of democracy, freedom, human rights, and the rule of law. Together, we also promote a free and open Indo-Pacific for freedom of navigation and economic prosperity, along with Australia, India, and others, those who share the same intent. The Japan-Iowa relationship is underpinned by both a long-standing friendship and growing economic partnership. The friendship goes back to the summer of 1959, when big typhoons hit Japan. Master Sergeant Richard Thomas, an Iowan serving in the U.S. Air Force stationed in Tokyo, saw the devastation in Yamanashi. He decided to bring Iowa hogs to Yamanashi. Farmers from around Iowa donated 36 hogs and thousands of bushels of corn as feed. 35 hogs survived. 2000 hoax was traced back to those original 35. Today, the pork from these hogs has become the top brand in Yamanashi. As you will know, just south of this Capitol building, there is a bell of friendship dedicated by the people of Yamanashi in gratitude. Because of the Iowa hog lift, Iowa and Yamanashi established a sister state relationship, the first of its kind between the US and Japan. In 2020, Iowa and Yamanashi will celebrate their 60th anniversary as sister states. Last month, when the annual Blue Ribbon Bacon Festival was held in Des Moines, the Japanese Bacon Queen visited this great city. And in 2017, the organizers of the festival helped co-found the Japan Bacon Festival in Kofu, which was attended by as many as 25,000 people last year. It's really a big festival. Japan and Iowa share more than just a love of bacon. We share deep economic ties. Today, Japan is the largest foreign investor in Iowa, and 71 Japanese business entities now provide 4,400 jobs in Iowa. Last April, Ajinomoto Health and Nutrition North America celebrated the 25th anniversary of its Eddyville plant. Ajinomoto chose the location because it is in the heart of the Corn Belt. I realized that Iowa is the number one producer of both corn and ethanol. In the spring of 2018, last year, Japan opened its market to U.S. corn and ethanol. So Iowa has a really big chance for that. Japan is indeed Iowa's third largest export market. Iowa exporters shipped $405 million in pork and $150 million in beef products to Japan in 2017. Japan has been the number one destination for high-quality Iowa pork and beef, and I hope that will remain so. In November of 2018, representatives from Iowa's pork and beef industries joined a meat trade mission to Japan. I hear of another trade mission being planned for this November. Hopefully, some of you will be able to join that trip. Thank you once again for your warm welcome today. This spring is especially significant for Japan as a new era will begin. When the Imperial Highness Crown Prince Naruhito ascends to the throne at the beginning of May. I trust that this new era will elevate the Japan-Iowa relationship to a new height. Thank you very much for kind attention. Thank you so much.
The chair recognizes the lady from Story, Representative Heddens. For what purpose do you seek the floor?
Good morning, Madam Speaker. Would I be in order for an announcement?
You are in order.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen of the House, today is Ames Day. Please join Representative Wessel Korshall and I down in the first floor of the rotunda between 11:30 and 1. Local businesses from Ames will be showcasing some of their businesses and also providing